There is a big event coming up at the Knights of Columbus next month to benefit the Galesburg Youth Athletic Club. And lots going on with the Youth Athletic Club, as always. And here to talk more about it, first off, the director of the Galesburg Youth Athletic Club is Carlos Duncan. Carlos, good morning. How are you today?
Great. Every morning is a great morning.
When you wake up, it's always good, right?
Here we go.
All right. Carlos, thanks for joining us this morning. Also, Rich Norton. I know, Rich, you've been in to talk about some things going with the Youth Athletic Club in the past. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I got my coffee, so I'm doing well.
All righty. And also, Rich's mother, Sarah. Sarah, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm good. Thank you.
Well, thanks so much for coming in. Well, let's first off start off. April is Parkinson's Awareness Month. And I know we've talked about it several times before, but this is something I think you can't stress enough about a program that helps those people living with Parkinson's disease, help them fight back against it, and doing some great things. It's the Rocksteady Boxing Program that goes on at the Galesburg Youth Athletic Club. All right, Carlos, talk a little bit about the program itself and some of the successes that you've seen from it.
Well, first off, we've been we're going on our second year that we've been affiliate of Rocksteady, which is the headquarters is in Indianapolis, Indiana. Great training. It was actually a two-day event there and brought it back here to Galesburg. And the nice thing is we're giving Parkinson patients some hope. Mm-hmm. You know, they come there, they get the news that they have Parkinson. Okay, what can I do now? Dr. Ketchin is the neurologist there at Cottage, and he's been sending people over and recommending and supporting our Rocksteady group.
And I know you guys had to get certified to be able to have this program here,
right.
And you did that in Indianapolis. And I guess what they found in this kind of started with Muhammad Ali and his clinic out in Phoenix before he passed away, that he wanted to still work out, and they found that some of the movements in boxing helped kind of mitigate the Parkinson's symptoms for a while.
Right. There is no cure, but at least we can slow the process. And there's many ways that they can do that. The main thing is make up your mind that you need to get up off the couch and do something. That's the biggest thing. And we currently have about 12 people from Dallas City in that area. We have them all in this area that they come on a regular basis, 3 days a week, 2 to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And the thing for me, when they leave, they thank me, of course, but it's such a good feeling knowing that, hey, all I'm doing is just I'm the facilitator, but they're the ones actually doing the work. So it actually comes out that it's a team. Team effort.
If somebody's interested and they'd like to maybe come watch a class, first off, what do they need to do?
Fourth floor of the Weinberg Arcade, suite 402, come in. And if you know anybody that nobody wants to admit, that's what it seems like, well, I'm okay right now. But you need, as soon as you have some of the symptoms, you need to make that step then. And we've seen there at our Rocksteady group, we have different levels. So I think we actually end up having four different levels. Mm-hmm. Some people come in and it doesn't look, you know, you have to watch them. Okay, now what's, okay, yeah, you could see that they have some tremors. And then other people, well, it's apparent that there's something wrong. But I think it's something that everybody needs to come up and at least look at us and see what we're all about.
Absolutely. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 2 to 3, and then Monday, Wednesday, Thursday at, 5:30 as well, 5:30 to 7. So, again, you can contact Carlos at the Galesburg Youth Athletic Club. But, you know, it's great to see. I know, Rich, you've probably been up and seen, you know, some of the progress that people have made. I know we've had some on the air, Bill Wise and some others, that things that they weren't able to do, and now that they've been taking the class, that now they're able to do some things they hadn't for a while.
Yeah, we've seen that in my dad, and that's actually how I got involved in this. And Mom will tell you a little more, but I would hear her talk about his progress. And some of the drills, you know, they do agility drills, the punching for strength. One of the big things is the voice. They lose their voice, and so when they punch, they yell. And to them, you know, they think they're yelling and they're not, but that really helps keep the voice around. So she has commented that she's seen him improve in a lot of these things over the last however long you've been going.
Yeah.
Well, and Sarah, as a caretaker, I know these things have to help you immensely because it's tough on the caretaker as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm fortunate in that Jerry is not as bad as some people. He actually has a mild case of Parkinson's, but as Richard says and Carlos, I've definitely seen improvement in him. He's stronger. His voice is better. He can walk better than he did, you know. And Bill Wise, who you mentioned, when we first started, he had to have help getting up off the floor when we did our cooling and stretching down exercises. He can do that by himself now. Mm-hmm. Not only that, he's lost about 50 pounds. It's a good program. And the camaraderie, you know, the caring and the concern is so important, too.
Well, and there are so many symptoms. Unless you have a family member that has it or know about it, you're a neurologist, you might not know some of these, like you mentioned, Rich, with the voice and the vocal cords and things like that. Just so many different areas of the body that it affects that can be helped out.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, again, no cure, as you mentioned, Carlos, but the program's something that absolutely helps everybody that gets involved in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I might mention, if I may, we have had it confirmed at the Mayo Clinic where Jerry first started, and he also has a doctor in Peoria, that is true. That is one of the only things shown so far that will slow the progress of Parkinson's.
Yeah, so like you said, Carlos, if you know somebody, get you say, well, I'm not no symptoms now, or it's not really bothering me. You got to get started early, though.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, so Rock Steady Boxing at the Galesburg Youth Athletic Club. It's an outstanding program. If you know somebody who has Parkinson's, you know somebody who knows somebody, whatever the case may be, if they don't know about it, let them know about it. Tell them to look up information on Rock Steady Boxing. And it's so great that Carlos, appreciate the fact that you and Kelvin, you guys have gone and gotten certified to bring that here because you're helping many people. Mm-hmm. Really appreciate it. All right, so that brings us to a big event that's going to be coming up. It's May 4th. It'll be at the Knights of Columbus called Boxing the Night Away. And this is a really, really big event with a lot of things going on, Carlos. Tell us about the event.
Well, first off, it's in 1998. That was our first edition of the Hall of Fame. And we didn't really have a great criteria on selecting, but anybody that was in our program, promoters or anything else that had contributed to our program, the Galesburg Boxing, back in the 30s and up to the 50s and 60s, we looked at and said, okay, let's take these names that people have sent in. And there was 40 names. This time there's only 12, but a good 12. We have a criteria in selecting them. And we got pretty much the best of the best that we missed the first time. Mm-hmm. And such people as Joe Dennis. He's a teacher getting ready to retire down in Alabama.
So some of the criteria is that not only, I mean, maybe they participated as a youth, maybe they helped with coaching, maybe they, you know, like promoted or worked or volunteered. So it can be, there's a lot of different criteria involved.
Exactly. Okay. And this is what we're, and they deserve to be recognized also. And we had a couple national champions. Joe Dennis, I think he was a national champion. Ted Dawson did very well. He boxed for Sonny. And he also boxed with me, and now he currently lives in Oklahoma, but all of those are coming back. Donna Williams is another one that started as a little 12-year-old wanting to box, and at that time there was no female male. She had to box young men.
Wow.
And they said she was out there dancing and just throwing punches, and the guys at first didn't want to hit her.
Until they got hit.
Yeah, right.
Wait a minute. This is for real, right?
Yeah, and everything changed. Yeah.
So you'll have the Hall of Fame induction ceremony. I mean, there's so much going to go on. There will be music. There will be food. A live auction as well. You're going to have some stuff to auction off to raise funds for the club.
Right, exactly. We talked about it last night briefly. We want to put everything together as far as, okay, what do you have and so forth, so we could come up with, so we know exactly what is going to be auctioned off. Mm-hmm. We've had some donations from, F&M Bank has a basket that they gave us or giving us. Dave Dunn at Dave's Auto Body has something for us and so forth, and Adam Vitale. So those things we'll auction off, and they usually do pretty good as far as our fundraiser.
Tickets are available right now. They're $30 each. Now, you have to get them ahead of time. They're not going to be available at the door, so you have to purchase ahead of time. And, Rich, again, this something to run an organization like this, anything that you have so many volunteers to help out, takes money to do it.
Yeah. This is one of our big fundraisers throughout the year. We also work on some grants. But basically, Carlos wants to do this for almost nothing. You know, the kids pay $65 a year. You know, gyms, boxing gyms, anywhere else are going to be $70 to $125 a month.
Wow.
And so the point is, you know, to make this accessible and to not people have, you know, feel like they can't do it. Same thing for Rocksteady. Just keep the cost low and keep the lights on. So, you know, we really appreciate the help and we need it. So
tickets are available at Allegra Printing, 439 North Henderson Street, Glory Days Barbershop, right down the corner from us. You can contact Carlos to get your tickets. Also get them at the Galesburg Youth Athletic Club at the Weinberg Arcade. And is that right? You can find them online as well?
Yes.
GalesburgYouthAthleticClub.com. Go to the website. Again, got to get your tickets by, what's our deadline? Friday. Friday the deadline?
It's changed to the 24th.
Okay, so the 24th. Next Wednesday, a week from today.
Right.
Okay, yep. So you can get your tickets, but you got to get them ahead of time. And sounds like this is going to be a really fun event. Now, a black tie event.
Mm-hmm.
What if I don't have a tux, Carlos? Do I have to rent one?
Well, come in with you like you are.
There's a reason I'm in radio and not TV. I can find a black tie, though.
There we go. The main thing is come in, be a part of it, and the inductees are going to be able to speak also, and the impact that they've had, that the boxing has had on their lives, because you look around, and we don't look at the before, but we don't look at the after. But we've had police officers, my brother in the boxing program. I had a decent career, and you start looking around, hey, that we did a pretty good job.
Yeah, and I guess that's a lot of the point of the whole club in the first place, Rich, and that's why Carlos likes to keep the cost down, because it's not about teaching kids to fight. That's the last thing it's about. It's about making good human beings.
Exactly, and right. I try to emphasize that when I talk to people, because they hear boxing and that's the first thing they think. And 80% plus of these kids never get in the ring. And I point to people like Woody, you know, Kelvin, who has started out and he was in a lot of trouble when he came down from Chicago, and Carlos and his program, you know, he'll say, it turned my life around. And so that's the whole point, is to get him in and really teach him out-of-the-ring skills. Get him off the streets, give him a place to be 3 nights a week.
And I guess probably for you, Carlos, part of your motivation, it's great when you have a George Carter Jr. or, like I said, Joe or somebody who's a national champion. That's great. But then all these others that we don't hear about, that they've gone on and done something good in life and kind of turned around and gotten on the right path.
Yep. Yeah. That's so important, because we're giving them a diversion and getting them on the right track. The same way as we mentioned Woody Kelvin Medley, he come down here. He's always just look at him. He's ready to. But that was survival in Chicago.
Yeah.
He comes down here and found out that hey, I can hit the bag. I can hit people and not get in trouble. Hey, this is pretty decent.
And another thing is I like about this is it catches kids that aren't necessarily caught by the other programs in high school, either academically or athletically. And so instead of falling through the cracks, it gives them a place to be.
I think the ideal size is 6'1", 185 pounds. If you're not at least set, well, forget it.
So you're not qualified is what you're telling me.
Right.
No.
Yeah. You know, for Major League Baseball, football, anything.
Yeah.
And then with boxing and some of the other sports, there we have weight classes.
Right.
And ages that you can't be over 9 pounds. You can't box if you're 12 years old. You couldn't box a kid 14 years old.
Yeah.
So boxing itself is one of the safest sports, but it's also not in the top 20 as far as injuries.
Yeah. And especially what you're doing amateur-wise, kids are wearing headgear and everything, too.
Yeah, right.
And it's not, again, it's not about learning to fight. It's about learning a sport, learning to box, and Mm-hmm. Learning to be a good person.
Life skills.
Yeah, life skills. Absolutely. Well, again, the event is coming up on May 4th. It'll be at the Knights of Columbus on East Fremont here in Galesburg. You can get your tickets again at Allegra Printing, Glory Days Barbershop. You can get them from Carlos. You can get them at the Youth Athletic Club or also online, galesburgyouthathleticclub.com. $30 each. The deadline to purchase your tickets a week from today, Wednesday, the 24th. Again, a great event. Galesburg Youth Athletic Club presents Boxing the Night Away. You'll get to see the Hall of Famers introduced and get to listen to them speak, and it sounds like it'll be a great event.
Also, I wanted to mention Sabrina's is giving away free gowns if you're going to the event. So, can't help you with a tux, but we can help you with a gown.
You know what? Can I wear a black tie with a gown?
You can.
Why not? And again, of course, the Rock Steady Boxing Program, also April being Parkinson's Awareness Month. Again, if you know somebody who's suffering and they don't know about this program, and I can attest to it, Rich, you can attest, Sarah, you can attest that this is an absolutely great program that really will give some relief to a Parkinson's patient.
Another thing, if I have time, real quick. Don't think that just because you are maybe a little further advanced in the disease, we had one fellow who was there in a wheelchair, and he still participated at the level he could. And anything you can do will be helpful. I mean, you might not be able to get up and run or something like that, but anything you can do will be good.
Yeah, getting some movement in is
absolutely
what matters.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, your dad, he was in our program.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh,
yep.
Bob. Yeah, sure.
Yep.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. So it's near and dear to my heart also. And, again, a great program, Rocksteady Boxing. You can contact Carlos at 299-1606 or, again, check it out at the Galesburg Youth Athletic Club. You can come and check out the classes. And, again, great program. And Carlos, we appreciate what you do for our community. I know, Rich, you can attest to this. You've seen Carlos in action. It's so nice to have people like Carlos in our community that are willing to help out and mentor.
Absolutely. Very uplifting.
Very fortunate to have Carlos there.
Carlos, thank you so much. Anything else we need to know?
No. The main thing is someone that if just wants to come up and volunteer. Sarah is not a Parkinson patient. She's a corner person, as we call them. Mm-hmm. But if I'm working on something else, well, she'll round them up. Okay, let's get started. And she's one of my, biggest helper.
Oh, bless your heart.
But this is what we need. I have a couple volunteers from Knox College that comes in, and they're all charged up. It's just so gratifying knowing that you're a part of something like this. And it helps me when I go to put my head on the pillow at night, I go to sleep.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good thing. All right. Carlos, again, appreciate what you do. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Thank you very much for having us. Appreciate it. Rich, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.